1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
The following program has been paid for by John Tassoni. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is Common Ground with John Tassoni on AM 790 WPRV. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free at 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community. Now, here's John Tassoni.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni, and welcome to everyone. Just want to let everyone know, my listeners, that next Monday we will not be on because of the damn Yankees. Opening day of baseball next Monday with the Yankees. So we're cast aside, but we'll still be playing our ads for my sponsors, both in the morning and in the evening. So again, for my sponsors for having us on the show, thank you so much for what you do for me. I really appreciate that. And I think this is the only time this year that we're moved to the side, unless the damn Yankees make the playoffs. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. We'll see. But Diane Marola's in the house, and Diane is a consultant on health care in Rhode Island, and I asked Diane to come on because there's a boatload of things that I have concerns about with health care today. And Diane, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
So thank you. I get really excited coming on here. So thank
you. I know you do, you know, because you're like the lady that comes behind door number one. So I wanted to, you were on earlier this year, and we talked about the merger between CVS and Aetna. So you're here to report something.
So I usually comb kind of the headlines that I get about healthcare on a daily basis, and it's always so hard to keep up with all of them because there's so many. And then I pick and choose the ones I kind of want to read a little more about. And so the shareholders of both Aetna and CVS approved the merger. So that means that both organizations are in agreement of that. I'm going to call it a marriage because it's a marriage.
You think they're going to have a prenup?
I hope they do. I think prenups are good, but I doubt that they will. You know, again, this is a very big deal. We're going to see a lot of shifts. We're going to continue to see a lot of shifts in the landscape of healthcare, and this is one of them. This merger has to pass through all the regulation, but given kind of the kind of political climate we are in this country, and it'll definitely go through.
Any idea, Diane, how long of a process this will be? Is it a year process, 2 year process, 5 year process?
That's a good question. I'll have to do some research to see how long it will take. These are two big, huge companies. And like I said, they do have to pass kind of all of the federal hurdles, if you will.
How about local hurdles?
Local hurdles as well, and my guess is going to be locally that it will be supported. CVS is a local company. I'm sure people will think it will mean more job security for folks. That is not the case. Whenever you see a merger, they look for duplication of positions, et cetera, and that's where they start cutting positions. Mm-hmm. So it's very doubtful that there'll be more positions added because they're going to have to merge two big companies and make sure that they don't have two of everybody.
Right, right. What about other corporations looking to do the same thing? Are you hearing anything out there?
Well, we know that the care, you know, when you look at Care New England and who's going to purchase them and what that agreement is, that is definitely a big topic of concern for folks here in Rhode Island, as well as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening locally. There's other things going on in terms of Amazon wanting to get in the business of healthcare.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to see these
changes
because at the end of the day, everybody's trying to find a solution. Everybody is. An affordable solution, a solution that makes individuals healthier. So we are going to continue to see this happen.
What are you hearing with your colleagues throughout the country? I know that you do some work out of state.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing from that perspective?
I think most folks that I know nationally have this kind of wait and see
attitude
little bit.
Is it a wait and see or is it a concern?
I think when I talk to people privately, they have concerns.
Okay.
But it's not where folks are going to speak out about any particular issue.
This is almost like a crapshoot where you get a humongous company like a CVS and another humongous company like Aetna. It's almost like the odd couple. You know, you have billions upon billions of dollars exchanging hands from one company to another. And everyone wants to be the biggest bubble on the ship. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're going to see, but, you know, the government needs to keep a very close eye on this. Because one, they make an acquisition of another, and then that only moves to another acquisition, to another acquisition, until it's so big and so powerful that's going to be very difficult to keep an eye on them. Exchange of services, making sure people are getting for what they pay for. You know, I always said it sitting on the Healthcare Oversight Commission. You know, you pay for a benefit and you're denied the benefit.
Right.
So why pay for the benefit? Well, one of the things is substance abuse and mental health. There's a portion of your fee that you pay every month that goes into this silo of monies. So you're paying for benefit, but when you go to get treatment for substance abuse, they say, whoa, wait a minute now. You only can have 14 days. You can't have the 30 days like it was before. You had the 14. But you may go 14 once, 14 twice, 14 three times, and 14 four times, and you add it up, when they were better off to give you the treatment in the beginning rather than break it up three or four or five times.
Exactly, and you raise a good point just with insurance overall. And I had a colleague last week telling me an issue where he and we talked about it on the show about how people can be better consumers in terms of picking their plan.
Right.
And he did his due diligence and he did his homework on picking a plan. And he needed acupuncture services. And acupuncture is a great service when you're having pain. It's non-invasive and it's doesn't require prescription medication and it works. It's proven to work. And oh, by the way, it's not expensive either. So he goes to the acupuncturist and gets approval from the insurance company, and he goes in for like five treatments, and then all of a sudden when he goes in again, his acupuncturist is saying, oh, they denied the whole thing, and he has absolutely no idea why. And I told him well, give me the denials, I'll take a look at it and let's see what's going on. But to your point, it's we all have this false sense of security that we have to have health insurance, and we think it's going to be there for us if we need it.
Well, see, that's a key point. We think. And then sometimes the thinking is not the right thinking.
Correct.
Because when you get to look at it, you know, people say, well, I paid for that benefit. Why can't I use it? And you get that denial. And then the chase is on.
Right. And I actually, I know we're not, we don't have any visuals, but this is actually one claim. Just one.
It's about 2 inches thick.
It's 2 inches thick. And I could actually probably do some bicep curls with it.
Wow. I want to talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break. Y'all listen to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll be right back.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation, 231-2228.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers is almost as old as the use of commercial electricity. Founded in 1890 by electrical workers after an explosion in St. Louis, it's the oldest and largest union in the world. Local 99 dates back to January 1900, and today it has 1,200 affiliated members. Local 99 is committed to the community it serves, whether it's through efforts of its members working round the clock to restore power during Hurricane Sandy, or its contributions to the hurricane victims through the IBEW Hurricane Relief Fund, or its recent work in the much-needed repairs to the West Little League Field in North Providence. Truly, a brotherhood in action can be a powerful thing. For more information on how you can join this great union and become part of its great history, visit them online at ibew99.org or give them a call at 401-946-9900.
Here's Johnny.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni, in the studio today with the lovely and charismatic Diane Marola, healthcare guru. That's what we're going to call you, Diane, the healthcare guru. And you are what are you?
I'm a healthcare consultant and advocate.
All right, very good. Now, we left off the last segment with that 2-inch pile of papers that you have there, what it looks like about 14 or 15 papers that mail outs. Tell me about it.
So this was a denial that was done by an insurance.
A denial?
That was a denial.
You sure it wasn't a denali?
I know. It was a denial of services that needed to be appealed. And it took 6 months to get it appealed and paid for.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was this particular issue went to the Health Commissioner of Rhode Island, the Office of Health Commissioner. And that's an avenue for people to complain to when they feel their health insurance companies are misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how effective are they?
They're effective. They were very supportive, I will say that. But because I knew my way around the system, I did most of the work. That's not the case for most consumers, where they wouldn't really know what to do or what to say.
Right.
So they were very supportive of the issue. They called me, they tracked it, but it was really me doing the work, making sure that it got paid. And so ultimately it got paid, but it took 6 months. And the interesting thing about this claim is that, this was, I'm going to call an alternative option for a colonoscopy and a cheaper option than a colonoscopy. And the insurance company was denying it, saying that this company didn't bill the right code, right? How often do we, you and I, hear that? And that it wasn't a preventative service. So that was what their...
So wait. So they have an alternative way to have a colonoscopy, which is cheaper, and the insurance company denied it. Now, that doesn't make any damn sense.
Right. And the letter that they sent, you have to, when they send you a denial, you have to dissect it, I say. You dissect it and see why. And so when it came to the reasons why, it was because they were saying that this particular service was not a covered benefit because it wasn't preventative. And then they also said that this provider didn't use the right code. Now, the funny thing about the provider not using the right code, there's only one. And I laugh about that because usually when you see what, and I'm gonna use the word provider, so I should probably use doctor or behavioral health clinician or hospital. Usually there are thousands of codes they need to figure out which one to bill with.
Right.
Okay. This is one, just one. It's the only one for this test. This is the only healthcare provider, I'm going to call them again, in the country who does this test. Nobody else does it. So it's one provider, one code. And they said that it wasn't the right code. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, that's malarkey, because yes, it is. There's only one.
Is that Irish?
Yeah, I know. I don't know where the word malarkey comes from. So then they said it wasn't preventative. And then they said my benefits didn't cover it. I mean, it just, and it took 6 months. But the interesting thing about this that I also found out in this process was, the insurance company decided as of July 1st last year that they were going to start to cover this as preventative. So I had found that out. But of course, I had had the test done way before that.
That case is yours?
This is mine. Yeah.
Hmm.
So they said, well, so sorry, so sad. We're covering it as of 7/1, but so sorry for
prior seven. For that, right. We're not going to cover.
But what I found out was, because there were an exorbitant amount of monies that were owed to this company, the health insurance company paid them a settlement, which they will do sometimes, and we can talk about that.
Mm.
They paid them a settlement to say, okay, forget all of those unreimbursable claims that we didn't pay for. We're going to give you X amount of dollars. We're going to pay you off, and we're going to move forward. That's really what it is.
That almost sounds like Stormy Davis.
Right. Stormy Davis. Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, my. We're just going to pay you off to keep right. your mouth shut, and that's
pay
the end of
pay you off, keep your mouth shut, and we're going to cover you from now on. So I had found that out, and I said, okay, well, you need to disclose how much money you paid this provider. And then that's where all of a sudden I got a letter that said, oh, forget the whole thing. It's paid for. So.
Hmm.
So those are, but this is.
I mean, do you ever have to, when you receive that letter, did you send it to OHIC?
Yes. So everything, all of this went to OHIC.
No, I'm just wondering what they said when they got that letter saying, okay, now it's paid for. Don't worry about nothing.
I think they were relieved because
because you were being a pain in the neck.
Well, I was being a pain, and they didn't have to deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
but
this,
how many people have
they don't
that much patience to do it? There's not many because we're all so busy. But you are in that field, and it's easy for you, but it's not easy for me.
Right. So I think you know me well enough. When I get very passionate about something, I don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would not stop with this issue because they were wrong. It is a preventative service. It is. It costs them less money. I mean,
yeah, that's
it was
what I don't,
less
I don't
than
get that.
Right.
I mean, just because they want it to be, you know, hot asses about it, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
But this is an example of a lot of things. First of all, how complicated the system is. If you know your way around the system, you can make your way through it.
Mm-hmm.
You can fight for something and get a fighting chance.
Right, right.
But it's also an example of how convoluted and complicated the system is. You have to know what you're talking about.
And I think they do that sometimes purposely to drag it out, grind you down, for you to throw up your hands and say, that's it, I'm not going to fight no more.
Right.
I'll just pay it.
Right. Now, someone like you or I, when something like this does not get paid, that will go to collections. Okay?
Yeah, and then it'll be on you.
And then it'll be on us. It'll go on our credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So bankruptcy is the number one reason why people going, healthcare costs, excuse me, are the number one reason why
people
go
into bankruptcy.
Yep. Right. So it will impact you in a whole lot of different ways. So, you know, but they do, the system is set up to be so complicated.
Set up to fail.
Right, so that people will not fight it.
Mm.
And most people don't fight it. The folks that I talk to don't fight it. They don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you took a case, we'll just use your case. If someone came to you and said, I need your help on this, would you do it?
Absolutely, and I have been doing it. You know, I have paid clients, but I also do pro bono work for some folks as well. I did some pro bono work for a Medicaid recipient in Washington, D.C. that we're still trying to get her tooth paid for. I am meeting with another woman who, you know, doesn't have the ability to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is so complicated. Again, I have to sift through what's really going on because she's got Medicare as primary. She's on SSDI. And she keeps bouncing on and off Medicaid, and I have no idea why.
So,
and she has all these bills. So
when they win their case, do you get compensated for that?
Well, there are ways for me to get compensated for it. Yes, there are, but it depends on the situation.
Right.
I will talk to anybody and then put them in the right direction, you know. And then if something's a little more involved, then, yeah, you know, I got to get compensated for it.
Yeah, right.
So.
What other things do you see in Rhode Island transpiring with healthcare? I know there's some been rules and regs that are lax now from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
I had NHP on prior to you coming on. They said that they're getting a lot of inquiries now on healthcare. People want to have healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that as a movement? Or do you see it as maybe I should get it? I'm not sure. I mean, the younger kids, they don't see the value in it. But they also, the younger kids have to participate, because if not, the other end's going way up.
Well, that's, you know, one of the, you know me, I always come in with my stacks of paper about the different topics. And that's one of the topics in terms of where healthcare is rationed. That's how it gets paid for. So the system, I'm going to call it the system, depends on healthy people to pay for the people who are sick.
Right.
So the, you know, the younger generation, you know, they don't feel they need it, and kind of justifiably so, in a sense, where, you know, they're primarily healthy, but, you know, again, yeah,
can I stop you there for a second? It's only one episode.
Right.
That can ruin you for the rest of your life. We're going to take a quick break. Because if I don't take a break, I'm going to get ruined because I got to pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni, in the studio today with Diane Marola.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third-generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-6303.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, for the United Rentals nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals, consider it done.
Cool Air. Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755. Or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool Air. Make you look great.
Here's Johnny.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Mia, great job in there. Great job in there. My new technical assistant in the front there does a great job, all the way from Smithfield, Rhode Island. But thank you for joining us today. Diane Marola is in the house, and Diane is a healthcare consultant. And we've been talking about, and I'm going to have Diane on more often too, because I think it's very important that people realize what's transpiring out in the healthcare service end of our daily lives. Because if you don't have health care, you are playing Russian roulette with your life today. Even the young kids today, as we said at the last segment, all it takes is one accident. One accident that could have you tied up in knots for years financially. One car accident. One DUI. One construction accident. It's unbelievable. I consider healthcare as a insurance for your paycheck. Because if you don't have an insurance, you have no paycheck. Because it's going to wipe it out. Even if you get to pay $20 a month or $50 a month, some of these accidents are big, big money.
Yeah, and you just reminded me that I met with the folks from the Brain Injury Association last Monday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a social worker, I always want to hear something.
Was that after you were listening to my show or before?
It was before.
Okay, that's
what I thought. Definitely before. So, one of the individuals is a survivor of a brain injury. It wasn't something that was, you know, when we say the word brain injury, a lot of times we think of an accident. Mm-hmm. This wasn't an accident. It was just that his brain basically started to bleed a lot.
Hmm.
And, you know, here he was, this young individual who was living life and had a job, et cetera, and then started to have this problem and had to relearn how to do everything all over again.
Wow.
And the clincher of the story for me was, you know, as he told me his story and about how he recovered and, you know, he was out on a leave and went back to his job working in human resources, they ended up firing him because obviously he couldn't do the job to the way he was doing before. He reported to someone pretty high level. And I thought it was ironic that, you know, a human resources department, and my professional career was born in human resources. And, you know, it's all about following laws and, you know, taking care of your employees. And to hear that story that he actually was working for someone who was a high-level person in the HR department and that he ends up losing his job because he's now disabled. Pretty unbelievable. When you meet him, you would, and this is another misconception people have about disabilities, you know, you'll see somebody leave a car and they'll have the sticker or the thing in the window there, mm-hmm. And people will say, well, they're not disabled. They look at their walking. They're scamming the system. I mean, that's not the case. You can't always see someone's disability. And right. This individual, when I met him for the first time and the second time, no clue that he had been through that type of trauma with his health care.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, your life changes overnight. Young, old, rich, poor, black, white, gay, straight. It doesn't matter who you are.
Mm.
And again, I'm going to say it's a false sense of security that you think your job's going to be there. You think your health insurance is going to be there. You think that you have enough money in the bank. Trust me, unless you're a multimillionaire, and most of us aren't, you don't have enough money.
Right.
I've seen this issue. In fact, I have a former coworker who is now fighting to get disability through his employer. They denied him. And he's living on fumes right now. And he can't return to work. And he works for a multi-billion dollar company. So can happen to any one of us at any time.
We're only a number today.
We're only a number. And that's not to be negative or doom and gloom. I mean, you know, I'm not that type of a person, but it frightens me, you know, that.
It's almost like you're a castaway. You know, people, a long time ago, people used to take care of their employees. A lot of training, a lot of extracurricular activity, and now it's not like that. Now it's you're a number.
I have to say, when my professional career was born and I started out in HR, I worked for some pretty amazing people. And when I will tell you, when my mother got sick, and I had to care for her, and I worked for women and infants at the time. And I went to my boss there. Her name is Marilyn Walsh. She's an amazing lady. She's now retired from Care New England. And I said to her, I need to quit my job. And she's like, why? And I said, I need to care for my mother. She's sick. And she said, you're not going to quit your job. This is what we're going to do. And she allowed me to work part-time initially. Hmm. And I coordinated care with my sisters and my father and my aunt. And then was eventually doing 10-hour days so that I could, you know, still have a day off to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was someone who was very caring and compassionate,
right,
employer. You know, she could have said, sure.
Few and far between now.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, I know that you do a lot of work with the unions and Common Ground. And people say things like, why do unions need to exist anymore? Well, they do need to exist,
right,
because workers are still being treated unfairly. And until we get to a day where they're not, either if it's from a benefit standpoint or a wage standpoint or, you know, how they're treated, whether they have unsafe working conditions, those unsafe working conditions still exist. Maybe not like they did in the 20s,
mm-hmm,
but you still need that voice for,
yeah,
the worker. Absolutely.
Why do you think that some of these people that are afraid to make that step for a legitimate health care plan? And I don't know if that's the right word, legitimate. I think everyone should have some sort of health care plan, whether it's higher deductible, low deductible. But I'm seeing some major, major shifts on deductibles. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 deductible. I haven't seen the $10,000, but that's,
well, they're here. I,
yeah,
shouldn't say they're coming. They're already here. Yeah.
How does that happen?
Because what they've done, what the system, I'm going to call it the system, has done, because healthcare is so completely unaffordable. Many years ago, they thought that managed care was the solution. Managed care was going to come in, fix the problem. Well, that didn't fix the problem. So now what they're doing is, because employers can't afford it anymore, they are shifting the burden to the employees. And it's almost blaming them for getting sick or needing some care, because these high deductible plans will cover your preventative care, but they're not going to cover anything if you have
an accident
or you have some type of long-term chronic condition. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. And most people are not prepared for that. When,
mm-hmm,
you ask people if they have some type of rainy day fund for themselves, they don't. What's called health reimbursement accounts and health savings accounts were introduced. But those have caps on them in terms of what you can contribute every year. So for the young person who's like 20-something, if they start socking away money in an HSA and that by the time they're 50, something happens, well, then they're good.
Yeah.
But for those of us who are in our 50s and in our 40s, we don't have the time to accumulate or set aside.
It's like starting your pension.
It's like starting your pension.
At 55 years old.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the HSAs, HRAs are not the solution. You know, I keep saying, though, too, that as consumers of healthcare, we need to have more, for lack of better terms, more skin in the game. We need to be more, pay attention more to taking care of ourselves and, you know, trying to use lesser expensive types of treatment, et cetera. Although in my case, when you try and do that, they want to deny it.
You get put on a train,
right,
like out of town. Right.
So it is. There is no quick fix to healthcare, but people need to people need to pay attention. They need to get involved. They need to be concerned, because, you know, as all these mergers and acquisitions happen, and as these companies get bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, the average consumer is going to get lost in all this. So.
So on the issue of HSAs and savings plans, and what do you recommend?
So I highly, highly, highly recommend that if folks have that option through their employer, you must absolutely take advantage of it. And it's, you know, it's done tax deferred. It gets taken right from your paycheck, just like if you have a 401k.
Yeah, but can people, I don't mean to interrupt you, but sure. Can people do both?
Yes.
Retirement and HSA?
Yes. And there are caps on what you can contribute to an HSA. It's for individuals and families. It's a different amount. And you should definitely, definitely take advantage of it. You know, one of the things that they say about your 401k is pay yourself first. So you always put money in your 401k first. And if you have the option of a health savings account through your employer, absolutely 100%, even if you do $20 a pay period, just put money in there.
All right, Diane Marola, we're going to take another quick break so we can pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We'll be right back with Diane Marola.
Sponsored by Tomorrow Sleep. Get heavenly sleep with a new Tomorrow hybrid mattress, bedding, and more. Comfort designed by Serta Simmons Sleep Experts. Use code DRIVE for $125 off at tomorrowsleep.com.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service, at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard, aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Liquor Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Liquor Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of this state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
Do you have a child or grandchild in your life that falls between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 private colleges participate and close to 400,000 students. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Click on the Scholarship Center tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. To enroll now, call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Everyone that calls or emails mentioning this program will receive a minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Give them a call at 401-821-0080. Or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
Here's Johnny!
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Diane Marola is in the house, and Diane is a consultant on... It's not even a four-letter word. Healthcare, but it should be a four-letter word. Someday we'll figure out a four-letter word for that.
Right.
But I want to talk to you about specialty docs leaving the state of Rhode Island, like the Greyhound bus facility.
Mm-hmm.
Female docs not getting paid, compensated like male docs. So why in the world would any female doc or any specialty doc hang around Rhode Island? Because we are in the midst of a crisis. We can't get psychiatrists in Rhode Island. I've talked to some hospitals. Certain docs are very hard to come by. Female docs are underpaid, underutilized. Help me.
Yeah, so this is another article that I stumbled on that our local female doctors are paid 31% less than male physicians in Rhode Island.
Now, who makes that scale? Who?
that's a good question, because to your point, we want to be able to attract amazing physicians in the state of Rhode Island. The state of Rhode Island has always been problematic, if you will, in terms of overall paying physicians. I'm going to say what they're worth. They can go. We all know that they can go next door to Massachusetts and be paid more. They can go to New York and be paid more, and Connecticut. So a lot of times, doctors do leave because of that reason. And then when there is a vacancy, there's a lot of difficulty recruiting them.
You know,
so.
In a couple of conversations that I've had in my years with the unions at the bargaining table, a lot of talk has been a lot of docs going over to the Seekonk Swansea line or Blackstone Valley end of it on the north end. Part of the state. And just because they move a street over Rhode Island, Massachusetts, their payment is almost double.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't make any sense for anyone to come here where 20 miles down the road you can make double your pay.
Right. So it's definitely a problem. You know, because again, right next door, they can make more money. You also want to, you know, the way to attract someone to come to Rhode Island is not only with the pay, but other things too, in terms of quality of life for their spouse and their families and school systems mm-hmm. and taxes and all that kind of good stuff as well. So if you're going to pay them less and then they're not able to put their children in a good school system and they've got to pay higher taxes than if they go somewhere else, then, you know, all of that is what goes into making a decision about that.
But isn't there a concern that people who live in Rhode Island that need specialty care go to Massachusetts to either Mass General, Mass Eye and Ear, Mass the cancer place? Wouldn't it make sense to try to boost up the pay over here, the reimbursement over here? Because I'm going to assume, I mean, I'm not a smart guy. High school is the longest 6 years of my life. But it would be cheaper for them to do that than send people to Massachusetts.
Well, that would make sense, right?
Everything makes sense.
Right.
Nothing makes sense.
Right. It would be an easy enough fix. And again, I don't know where the advocacy is on this particular issues. I know that, and I know you were talking with Dr. Cohen about primary care physicians. There's
a shortage there, too.
There's a huge shortage of them, and they don't get paid a lot of money at all. Mm. I mean, they are on the lower rung in terms of pay.
See, that's what, you know, and I love to have a show on this because this is where it doesn't make sense to me at all. They're on the lower rung of the pay, but if you don't get the primary care you need,
right, they have all the responsibility.
You're going to end up in a hospital that's going to cost 10 times as much than it is on the bottom rung.
Exactly. So that's the part that has never made sense to me in terms of why, you know, again, we have this shortage of them. They have what I think is the hardest job because they are charged with trying to keep everybody healthy. Mm. And they are the first, I'm going to say the word, line of defense that we all go to
right.
when we're not feeling good.
Right.
And then they have to figure out what's going on with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not an easy job. Mm. So it's
and you got to squeeze so many patients into so much
right.
time.
And then they run around the different rooms, right?
And then once you lose a day or you lose a patient, it's bad.
Exactly.
But Diane, I want to thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
Today. Love to have you come back.
I would love it.
Because this is one of my pet peeves is healthcare.
Me too.
You've been listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Remember, next week, the damn Yankees are here at 4 o'clock opening day. So we won't be on, but my advertisers will be on. You'll listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll see you.
Correctional officers, like other divisions of law enforcement, put their lives on the line every day to make Rhode Island a safe place to live. Stories of officers held hostage and nearly killed give perspective to just how tough their job is. Correctional officers are locked in and forever looking over their shoulders, knowing that those with whom they spend their work shift have been locked away from the rest of society because they couldn't fit in. Correctional officers are just like you, except when it comes to going to the office, they don't sit at a desk or stand on a construction site. They work the toughest beat in the state.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage